Comedian Dave Chappelle returned this week with a stand-up special for Netflix with a little insight into what it's like to be a famous person right now.
Celebrity hunting season. Doesn't matter what I say, they're going to get everybody eventually. Like, look, I don't think I did anything wrong, but we'll see.
Why Chappelle has made a career out of divisive jokes, this special is definitely designed to provoke or maybe just make you think and laugh. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans joins us right now. So, Eric, let's get to it. Chappelle jokes about a lot of very sensitive things, including those embroiled in the Me Too era. Here's how he describes himself in this special.
I am what's known on the streets as a victim blamer. You know what I mean? Somebody come up to me like, Dave, Chris Brown just beat up Rihanna. I'll be like, well, what did she do?
So, Eric, I'm watching the audience and they spend the whole time going, and then laughing.
I know.
All through the special.
Well, you know, so Dave Chappelle seems to have decided that since people are going to come after him anyway, he might as well push every button he can as much as possible, proving his theories about how cancel culture is out of control. He's sort of enacting the purest role of the incisive comic. He pushes the envelope, and then when he really crosses the line, we, the audience and critics, push back a little bit. I think he has a point about our cancel culture. People trying to outwoke everybody can be really annoying. But I also
think there was a butt coming.
I also think he downplays how humor can socialize us to accept this view of people that's rooted in stereotypes or that's rooted in prejudiced behavior. And as much as it makes me sound like a school marm to bring that up, I do believe that there's sometimes when he crosses that line in this special.
Let's talk about some of those lines, perhaps for some people who've been watching this special. So he gets his audience to, they are laughing out loud, talking about Kevin Hart's refusal to apologize for anti-gay tweets, which then took him out of the running for being the Oscar host. And then he says he can't help himself from making fun of the transgender community, the LGBT community.
Well, I think this is Chappelle's biggest blind spot as an entertainer. We've got a clip of this moment from his special where he talks about how Comedy Central insisted that he take a gay slur out of one of his Chappelle Show's episodes in the same way that Kevin Hart was ostracized for not apologizing for homophobic tweets from his past. So let's check that out.
What I didn't realize at the time and what Kevin had to learn the hard way is we were breaking an unwritten and unspoken rule of show business. And if I say it, you'll know that I'm telling you the truth. The rule is that no matter what you do in your artistic expression, you are never, ever allowed to upset the alphabet people.
Now, I just wonder how Chappelle would feel if a white comic said that about black or brown people, because I bet there's been a similar joke about the NAACP. And his unwillingness to see the difference between a black person choosing to use a slur about his own people, the N-word, and using a slur to refer to gay people when you're not gay, that seems a little disingenuous to me. You know, there's moments in this special when he's positioning himself as a truth teller, but he's not really telling the whole truth. And I think that's kind of a problem.
So he makes jokes about the opioid crisis. He makes jokes about pedophilia. He makes jokes about doing shooter drills in schools because of mass shootings. Does this allow him to have complete freedom with what he commentates on in our world right now? He's not scared. He doesn't appear to be scared of any topics. Nothing is taboo.
Yeah, and I think that's what people love about Dave Chappelle. That's what I love about Dave Chappelle. He's this funny, insightful dude, and he's a master stand-up comic. He's able to kind of distill social issues and his commentary into bits that are funny and telling all at once, and that's his genius. And I love that about him. There's a moment in the special where he talks about the opioid crisis and observing it from Ohio, where there's a lot of white people, and he makes this joke about how maybe white people should have paid attention when black people were suffering. And he says, now I understand how white people feel because I don't care about white people either. And he's obviously joking, but it's a version of a joke that I actually heard Richard Pryor tell many, many years ago, where he sort of said, maybe the next time you see black people in trouble, you'll try to help. And he's making the same point in a different way, trying to make people feel what that callousness really feels like.
So, Eric, it's almost as if Chappelle is ready for this pushback. So he says many times, obviously, I'm joking. And then he also says, right at the top of the special, remember, you clicked on my face. Does that allow him to do whatever he wants with his comedy? Because you don't have to watch his Netflix special. You can watch something else. There are plenty to watch out there.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you can watch something else. But I'm always reminded of my mother and how she felt about Don Rickles. Now, Don Rickles is a comic that's beloved by a lot of comics and a lot of people. But one of the things he used to do is that when he made fun of black people, he would use this very heavy, thick dialect. And the whole point was that maybe they weren't as bright as other people. And my mother got to the point where she would not watch Don Rickles because she felt like this comic who appeared on The Tonight Show was telling the world that black people were stupid. And there's an element of that to even the best comic. If you allow prejudice and stereotypes to be at the root of some of their jokes, there's always this idea that that can become accepted and normalized. The challenge in dealing with Chappelle is that he's so brilliant that to look at the few moments when he doesn't seem to get it is difficult. But it's important that we do that, that we have the strength to go to even someone like Dave Chappelle and say, you're a genius, but there are times when you don't get it, brother, and you need to get with it.
NPR TV critic Eric Dagans, thank you.
Thank you.